Ami Misani, but does it expect the lady to go without clothing and we're only worried about buying shoes? In other words, the Mishnah says that you have to buy a new pair of shoes, miyumtif liyumtif, 3 times a year you have to buy a new pair of shoes. Mashenkin, about buying a new clothing, that the Tana says you only have to buy it once. So how come? The Chura doesn't mean to say when the clothing are used up, she goes without clothing. Like, why don't we talk about buying the clothing 3 times a year? How come we only talk about buying your shoes 3 times a year? So Amla, he answered back, Tana b'mokam horam koi. Our Tana is talking about people that live on mountains. That they have to have 3 different pair of shoes, they use them up very fast. The Yaga Vurcha Kamashmalon, in a normal manner, it teaches us Kamashmalon, the Nesidnu Nahalei, the Mayid, that buying the new shoes already during Yom Tov time, that you at least have new ones for Yom Tov. Hiecha the Nehevi Lo Simcha Bagabayu, that she should have Simcha, she should be happy with the new shoes on Yom Tov. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling us in Chiddush. There could be clothing and a chlami also you have to get it 3 times. Maybe not. It depends when the clothing gets used up. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is that people that live on mountains and use shoes a lot, so they have to have 3 pairs of shoes throughout the year. And the Chiddush is, since you have to buy them, you might as well buy them Yom Tov already, 4 Yom Tov, to give them Simchas Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah says, V'kedem shem chamishim zuz. You have to buy a dress or clothing worth 50 zuz. Omer Abaye said, Chamishim zuzei pshiti. It has to be 50 simple or small zuzim. Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni, since it says, the medavor mamurim. When was this said? The end of the Mishnah says, Bi'oni shabi Yisrael. A very, very poor person. He has these halachas. Abu b'mechubid, mashma, somebody that's mechubid, that's respectful. Is akol ufik v'idai. Then as rich as the husband is, as much money as he has, according to that, that's how much he has to spend upon his wife. Navi, Sagot Adich, you want to tell me, Chamishim Zuz Mamish, it means Mamish, 50 Zuz, big ones, expensive ones, only Chamishim Zuz Minolek, if the person is so poor, how can we talk about big like 50 Zuz? He doesn't have so much. Elishmamina, Chamishim Zuz, Pshiti, means the smaller amount of money of Chamishim Zuz. As even this much, no matter how poor you are, this much you have to spend. Rashi says Zuzi Pshiti means Zuzi Medina. Shein Shminish Sheb Zuzi Tsuri. It's 1/8 of the regular big Zuz in Tsuri. Right. Then the Mishnah says, V'yei Noisna Lo Chadoshim. Don't give her the new ones in the summer months. Tana Rabbanan, not like this. Moiser Mezoinis Labal. Like the Mishnah, you just got finished learning, says how much food you have to give your wife. So let's say she doesn't eat that much, and she has left over from this amount of food that you're giving her. Halacha is, it goes back to the husband. Moisa b'lois leisha. Let's say the clothing, the worn-out clothing, that she still keeps. Rashi says, Moisa b'lois means... We'll see later. Samara says, now, Moisa b'lois leisha lomala. What does she need it for, the leftover, the worn-out clothing? So, Marach, Marach b'seh, she'mezchah seben b'mei nidosa. Yes, she wears it when she's in nida. Kadesh le tizgar na'bayla. She should not look ugly in the eyes of the husband. Rashi says, "Bimei tarosa, the levushim begodim shloshim bimei nidus." In other words, it's important for her to wear other type of clothing when she's a nida, not such nice clothing, in order that when she becomes tall, the husband should like to look at her again. Like, so therefore, she should keep a good clothing when she's tall, and the worn-out clothing that she should use when she's a nida. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, "Naktin," and we hold that moise beloyis. The leftover clothing, almona of an almona liyoshev, goes to his yoshev. So Rashi says the means me case. Rashi says almona hanizoynis minichsi yisaimim. She's an almona, and she gets mizoynis from the yisaimim. Valeyim litan lo kevim shachamishim zuz. The yisaimim also have to pay you $50 to buy clothing mishana lashana. So the worn out clothing over here goes back to the yoshev. Hosim hu dleit is gana biyatei. We just said when the husband's alive, the Isha keeps the worn out clothing. Why? Because we want her to wear them when she's a nida. Kadeda, when she's tahira, she'll look nicer. So it's a svara, she should have those clothing in order to look nice when she's tahira. But hocha, when the husband dies, she's an amona, tizgana v'tizgana, we don't care how ugly she looks. So therefore, let her wear her good clothing both when she's nida and when she's tahira. Therefore, the ruined clothing she does not need, it has to go back to the Yorshim, and they'll sell it and use the money. Right, the noisten lo more kesef. The Mishnah says what? The husband has to give an extra special allowance of more kesef. And for this, the husband gets back the moiser mais yudayim, according to one man the yomah. But then the Mishnah says the what? Rakoponim yechali simoy melel Shabbos lel Shabbos. Koponim once a week, Friday night, they have to eat together. So Mar says, Mayer chelis, what does it mean they have to eat? So Rav Nachman Amar Chelis Mamish. Yes, it means Mamish, the husband has to invite his wife at least Friday night, tea together. Rav Asher Yom HaTashmish, no, the Suda they could have separately. But it means the husband has to have Tashmish with his wife on Friday night. Tanan V'not in Amishnoi Chelis Imoi Leil Shabbos, they have to eat together on Leil Shabbos. So Bishlei Melaman the Yom HaAchil, it says they're eating Haino Diktoni Yechelis, that's why it says they eat. But behold, it's not the eating, but it means they have to live together. How come it says Lashon eating? It should have said they should have both have tashmish together. So where it says Lishna Malya, it's a nice way of talking. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ochla she ate, Umachta pia, she wiped her mouth, V'yomaloi paltiyah, but I didn't do anything wrong. Which really means she had znus. So you see, Lashon of znus of tashmish goes with Lashon of achila, Ochla. Meisrei Avakasha. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer Oicheles B'Leil Shabbos V'Shabbos. They're supposed to eat together on the night by Shabbos and by day. So Bishlei Melamandi Yomer Achilif. You say it means the mamash have to eat together. Haimel Diktoni. That's why it's learned for Shabbos on by day also. You have to have a sudur at night. You have to have a sudur by day. So by both sudurs, the husband has to eat with his wife. Elo Melamandi Yomer Tashmish. But if you learn here now Ochlo. Only means they have to live together. Tashmish b'Shabbos Mika. By daytime on Shabbos they're supposed to live together. V'omer Rafuna. Rafuna said that Yisrael HaKadoshim Heim. Yisrael is Kodesh. V'yeh Mishamshim Mitoseim B'yoyim. They don't live together by daytime, only at nighttime. So how come here it says Lashon Ochlo by Shabbos also? And the Gemara is Tasman Akasha. V'omer Rav. Rav has said, B'bayis Ochlo Mutter. If it's in a dark room, then it's Mutter even at daytime also. Therefore, could mean to say he's supposed to live with his wife. Ochla here means tashmish, and it means at night and by daytime. Then the Mishnah says, what if she's nursing? Then she has to work less and she gets more food. Dorish Rabbi Ula, Dorish Rabbi Ula Rabba Apitcha de Benesia. Dorish Rabbi Ula Rabba Dash in front of the Pitcha de Benesia, the prince, like that Afo P. Sharma, even though it was said. A father does not have the chiv midiraisa to support his young children. But when they're very long, then he does have a chiv. Could be only midirabonin. But when they're very young, then the father does have a chiv. And the Gemara says, now at tama till how old? Ad ben sheish, till they're 6 years old. Before six, then the father does have a chiv to support his kids. Kidirabasi. The Yomer of Asi Koton Ben Sheish. If you have a Koton at 6 years old, Yoytzi Berivimoy. You go out an Erev Tchumim on Shabbos Yontif with his mother's Erev. So Rashi explains what it means to say that the Loch and Erev is, let's say the father makes an Erev Tchumim one way, and the mother makes the Erev Tchumim the other way. The Loch is if the kid is six or less, he goes after his mother. So the Pshat is that he still needs his mother, his mother has to feed him. So Stella Rashi says, since the husband has to support his wife, and the wife has to take care of the kids, therefore he has to support the kids also. The mashmi, after the 6 years old, that they could take care of themselves already, then there's no chiyuv for the father to support his kids. However, says, Mimai, what's the proof in our Mishnah? Midiktoni, it says, Hoysa Manika, if she's nursing, Poichsim lo mimaisi odeh, we make her, she has a right to stop working so hard. Homosifun la'amuz noiseho. We give him more food to eat. My timer, why do we give him more food to eat? Lav mishum de boy lamecha b'hador, because she has to like give the kid also to eat. That's why from now on we have to start giving him more to eat. Mashma, the husband has to support her, give him more. Smor says no, maybe there's no proof. Fiduma, maybe mishum de chelhi, maybe she's sick now, and therefore she has to eat more to make herself healthy. In came for the more if that's the pshat, listening, what doesn't say? Should have said then, if she's sick, she has the right to get more food to become healthy. What does it mean if she's nursing? Nursing means because she has a kid that the husband has to give her more food in order to support the kid also. No, maybe this is what the Mishnah means to tell us. That the stam manikas chayla, a normal ishi that's nursing, she is like sick. Cholos Minu. And yet, so maybe that's why the Mishnah says Loshen of Menikos, to teach us this, that Stam Menikos are sick, and you have to give him more teeth because of that. And Itlu, we learned that Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Masifun Layayin, we give her extra wine. You know why? Shayayin Yof Lecholof. Because the wine is good for the milk. That's why you have to give her more teeth. Alright, Hadron Lecha Afopi. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next paper, Mitzvah Shem. Yeah, that's Samachayim at base, yeah, new parak. Mishnah says, Mitzias Isha, when an Isha finds something, Umaisia Dev, she works, the money that she makes, is Labaila goes to her husband. The Yerushasa, where Sarashi has two pshat, and Malika pshat, he says the first pshat, when she yashin something from her father, let's say her father dies and she's the only one, the daughter, she yashins her father, Salach is, Hu Eichel Peres Bachayeha. Even though she owns it, the carrier and the capital belongs to her, but the husband has the right to eat the peris, Hu Eichel Peres Bachayeha. Calls him on, she's alive, he eats the peris. That means whatever grows out of it, he's allowed to plant in this karka and eat the peris. But shaso pagoma, if somebody hits her and gives his wife a busha, embarrasses his wife, or pagoma, if somebody hits her, makes the pagam, she's not worth so much, and nezek v'chavola, halach rishaloh, the money goes to her. What you ruined her, it's her money, not her husband's. If you develop a serum, it depends. This man shall say, sir, if the wound is a hidden place and not everybody sees it, then we say, lo shnei chalokim. She gets 2/3 of the pagam. Let's say they made her worth less $100. So she gets 2/3 of the 100, v'lo yechud, and the husband only gets 1/3 of the money, of the hezek. Well, this man shall be godly, let's say what happened to her, they punched out her eye, or they hurt her nose, they did something that everybody could see it, then, lo shnei chalokim, we say the husband gets 2/3 of the nezek, goes to the husband, for the law echot, as she only gets 1/3 of the hezek that happened to her. Now, shelo yinosim miyad, the money that goes to the husband, that's his money, he takes it, and he can do whatever he wants with it. For shelo, but the money that goes to her, somebody gave her hezek, somebody was matika, so either 2/3 or 1/3 goes to her, her money is yikach ben karka, she has to buy property with it, vuaycha peris, and the husband eats the peris out of it. Like we had before, any nechosim that belongs to the wife, so the husband has the right to eat the peris, means he could plow and plant on the ground, and what comes out goes to the husband. We'll explain in the Mishnah why the halacha is like this. Now the Gemara says, my kamashim, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah here, that the mitzias and the mais yideh go to the husband? Tanini, we learned it already one time, we learned before, that a'av zaka v'bita v'kdushel b'kesa v'shtav v'biyah. A father can marry off his daughter when she's a katana, or when she's a nara, and the kedushin of the kesef v'shtar b'biyah. The father is the owner of his daughter, and they get the kedushin, whether it's with kesef shtar with b'biyah. And zakoy b'mitziyosa, if a nara or a katana finds something, goes to the father. Uvamaisiyo there, when she works, the money goes to the father. Uvaforus nedorer, if she makes a neder, the father can be made for it. Mekabeles gita v'yeinu v'yechaperes b'chayeho. Who are then the husband who gives the get? If the father married her off when she's a katana, so the father could also accept the get. But in the case where she owns some property, then the father does not eat the peris when she's alive. When the girl gets married, when she has nisuyin, then yes, the role of habal. The husband has more powers over his wife than the father does. That a husband eats the peris of the character, the property that belongs to her. If she owns a field, the husband has a right to plow and plant there, and what grows out of it goes to the husband. So we learned already before that the baal is zeicha b'mitzias or ma'is yodeh, that the husband gets more than the father. So what do we need our Mishnah for? So the Gemara says, "Boy shaso pugami itzruch lo." The chiddush of our Mishnah is enechnami is the seifa. If somebody embarrasses over your wife, or somebody pagam hits her and makes her she's not worth as much anymore. You have a hezek. Somebody was mazika. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That plukta itzrochlo and itzrochleim plukta the yudim b'mesayr rabbanin. The machlokes yudim b'mesayr and the rabbanin. Whether all the boishes of the pagam goes to her, that's what the rabbanin say. And the yudim makes a difference. Yudim b'mesayr. That if it's b'seiser or b'golu, he makes a difference.
That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Who gets the money for her boishes or her pagam? Morris says, Toni, Tona, Kaimi the Rava. Matana learned in front of Rava that Mitzius Isha Liatzma. That not like our Mishnah, that when an Isha finds a Mitzia, goes to herself. Our Mishnah says Mitzius Isha goes to the husband. And here the Brisa says, no, Mitzius Isha Liatzma. Rabbi Kiva Waimila, by the way, Rabbi Kiva says like our Mishnah, when a wife finds something, she has to give it to her husband. So, Omale, Rava is asked back to this Tana. Hashto, I have a kashto. How could you say Rabbi Kiva says the mitziyas go to the husband? Umah hadofa. Madof, when an isha works and she makes extra money, the might